Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Anyway, our next takeout, let's hear a familiar voice. This is attorney John Gomez. He represents that California driver, James Sykes, who has the out-of-control Toyota Prius we've been hearing so much about. Here's the attorney.
There's a ghost. In these Toyota systems, there's a ghost in the machine that doesn't leave a trace. You can't replicate it. That's the problem. It doesn't prove anything.
The ghost is apparently responsible for how Sykes, in his Prius, took an unexpected 94-mile-per-hour joyride, even though he claims he was slamming on the brakes. Highway patrolman had to stop the careening Toyota by putting his own patrol car in front of it and braking for both of them. It's prompted an investigation by the Japanese automaker Toyota, who says it's currently unable to find this ghost that the attorney is talking about. Joining us is Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. This is a curious, puzzling kind of dilemma for Toyota. On the one hand, this looks a little outlandish. But on the other hand, if it's true at all, Toyota cannot afford to be wrong.
That's right. Toyota has to take this seriously. And remember, whether or not it's true that James Sykes' car flew out of control, the concern comes from a true problem that has been lingering in Toyota cars with their accelerator pedal and the brakes. But the company came out very strongly yesterday. They did not say that James Sykes was lying. But they said their examination showed that if he just put the brakes on, the car would have stopped.
And even our listeners, when we were reporting this last week, sent in some comments saying, why didn't the guy put it in neutral just to take the car out of gear? You bonehead.
A lot of people are skeptical. You also have the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying they may never know what happened, that they cannot determine how this would have happened, that he would have been able, not able to stop mile after mile. So there's a lot of skepticism over the incident. Now, he has said he does not plan to sue Toyota. So it raises a lot of questions about, if this didn't happen, why would he be saying it happened? It's kind of like those things that happen to all of us when, your AC isn't working. And as soon as you call the mechanic, he says, you just got to push here. So it seems like there is an unexplained aspect of this.
Although he didn't just call the mechanic. He called, it seemed like, CNN and, the Associated Press and the, the immediate universe.
There's a lot of attention. But, the media and the public is really seized on this story. There's another woman in New York who had a problem running into a wall, and everyone's curious about that. So there is a receptive audience for stories like this about your
indeed.
Toyota.
All right, Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, talking about a dilemma for Toyota. If it's true or not, Toyota has to take it seriously. Coming up, if the story about a government official hiring private contractors to track and kill militants sounds like something out of a spy novel, imagine how Frederick Forsyth must feel. He's the author of espionage thrillers like Day of the Jackal. He joins us in just a moment with his take on the big story that broke yesterday in the New York Times out of Afghanistan.